Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we continue in our teaching series, The Great I Am, and today it's the Good Shepherd, and we're glad that you're with us. No live phone calls today, but the voicemail system, of course, is always open for you at 844-322-2742, so if you need answers for the challenges of everyday living, or if there's a Bible passage you don't quite understand, leave us a voicemail. We always love hearing from you, so never hesitate to call. Again, that number is 844-322-2742, but for right now, it's Lesson 6 of The Great I Am, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're in claim number 4 that Jesus made about himself. We started with the bread of life, then we looked at the light of the world, and last week we looked at the fact that he claimed to be the door, and whoever enters him will receive eternal life. And today we're going to look at the Good Shepherd, and this is, I just love Jesus's conversation here. And it ties to the fact that he's the good door. So these two claims about himself are really a part of the same conversation. Mm-hmm. So Jesus has healed a blind man. The Pharisees were wondering how this happened, why it happened, what was the cause of the blindness. And Jesus was saying to them it was neither his sin or nor his parents' sin. No, this is took place so the glory of God could be revealed. Mm-hmm. Now, the Pharisees weren't sure exactly what Jesus was saying there, and so Jesus continues the conversation about being the shepherd. Now, this conversation just didn't come out of left field. Yeah. This really ties to the Old Testament narrative of the people of Israel. And, for example, in Psalm 80, we see this. This is how Psalm 80 starts. Oh, give ear, Shepherd of Israel. So God has always claimed to be the shepherd of Israel.
Right.
So Israel was his flock. He was their shepherd. He was the one that cared for them. He was the one that led them. He was the one that took Israel under his wings, mm-hmm. and provided safety and security for them. So Jesus is having this conversation, and he's tying himself to that narrative, to that Old Testament story. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, hey, the God who claimed to be your shepherd, or the God who said he was your shepherd, the God who was your shepherd, that's me in human flesh. And so he says in John 10:11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
Now he repeats that. This in verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Mm-hmm. Now, in Ezekiel 34, this is a very interesting passage. God is chastising the shepherds in Israel. So there were religious leaders, the priests, and those sort of folks who were to care for the people of Israel. And they were not caring for the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. They were exploiting the people of Israel for their own personal gain. That's why Jesus talked about, in this particular passage, about thieves and robbers, about hirelings, folks who don't really care for the flock of God.
Right.
And so he's saying, hey, I'm not like those folks. I truly am your good shepherd, and I am so committed to you that I would lay down my life for you. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He was so committed to you and to me, to his flock of people that were going to come out of Israel, his flock of people that were going to come out of the Gentile world. He was so committed to us. And not only us, but to everyone in the world, that he laid down his life for us, that he not only died for our sins, but he died for the sins of the entire world. So that's who Jesus is. He is the good shepherd. He knows us. We know him. And his relationship to us as the good shepherd rivals and replicates the relationship that God the Father has with Jesus Christ the Son. I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Right.
So just as the Father knows Jesus and Jesus knows the Father, so too Jesus knows his sheep, that's you and me, and we know him.
Right.
Now, that's why Christianity is always built upon this axiom that Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. And we have this relationship with Jesus Christ, with God the Father, through Jesus Christ the Son. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, knowing us personally, intimately, we knowing him in exactly the same way the Father knows the Son and the Son knows the Father. That's why this is one of the most powerful claims that Jesus made about himself.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Bob. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and you're listening to Lesson 6, The Good Shepherd, on our Friday teaching series, The Great I Am. Friends, here at Basic Gospel, we know that there are countless issues our listeners deal with every day. It could be issues like, why am I angry all the time? Is divorce okay for a Christian? Well, those are just a couple of the issues that Bob addresses in the videos posted at basicgospel.net/YouTube, our regular YouTube channel. We hope you'll take advantage of these teaching tools, friends, and be sure to tell your family and friends about them. It's all there for you, and it's all free. Again, you'll find it at basicgospel.net/YouTube. But right now, let's get back to Bob Christopher in this insightful study called The Great I Am on Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. So the claim is this: I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's Jesus's claim. And again, he starts it with that phrase, I am. That's the name of God. That's the name God said to Moses. That's the name he said to Moses to tell to the people. This is who sent you. And Jesus has claimed that for himself. And we're going to see that what that means is that God the Father and Jesus Christ are one. That's how this whole conversation about sheep and shepherds end, with that particular statement that God and Jesus are one and the same.
Yeah.
So let's dive in a little deeper and let's look at the context. So we're going to start in verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. That's exactly what was happening with the people of Israel.
Right.
Those that were in charge, basically the religious leaders, they were serving as a hired hand, not really as a shepherd. They didn't care for the sheep. They wanted to exploit the sheep. But when the wolves came, and Jesus would be saying also that they would be like wolves as well, but these folks turned and ran. They didn't want to be snatched up with the flock. So Jesus is saying, I'm not like those religious leaders. I am so committed to you, I'm going to lay down my life for you. Now, in verse 13, he flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Now, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me. And I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. And no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. And this charge I have received from my Father. So what do we learn about Jesus Christ as our good shepherd? Well, we learn this, that Jesus, as our good shepherd, genuinely cares for us, so much so that he laid down his life for us. He knew that we were in the grip of sin and death, and he laid down his life to free us from that grip so that we could experience freedom and find pasture through faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's different from the religious leaders in Israel. They cared nothing for the sheep. Why? Because they really didn't know the sheep. They just wanted to exploit the sheep for their own benefit. We see a lot of hired hands in Christianity today.
Indeed.
We see a lot of folks promoting false gospels, a prosperity gospel, all to exploit people for their own personal gain. And we need to be aware of that.
Yeah.
And when we hear that voice, we should recognize that that's a strange voice, that it doesn't line up with the heart of our Good Shepherd. Now, here's something else that we learn about Jesus. He knows us. He knows us personally and intimately. Last week, we talked about the fact there was a sheep gate or a fold or a pen, and the shepherd would lead them into this pen one by one. They would go in through that gate, and as they did, the shepherd would examine them, would make sure that they were okay from head to toe. Well, so this shepherd knew his sheep. He knew everything about them. So what is that saying about Jesus as our Good Shepherd? He knows everything about us. He knows what makes us tick. He knows what our personalities are. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our strengths. He knows our struggles. He knows everything about us. Now, here's the crazy thing is that he actually became one of us. So he's described as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He's described as the one who lived a perfect life, was without sin, yet was tempted in every way just as we are. So he can sympathize with us. So he knows us from the inside out. And here's the good news. We also know him. When we hear his voice, we follow. Why? Because we know he's the true shepherd of our souls. Right. He's the one that's going to take care of us. He's the one that's going to give us life and life everlasting. So he knows us. We know him.
Yeah.
That's what this Christian life is all about. That's what eternal life is all about, us knowing the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. Now, as we said, this relationship Jesus has with his sheep is like his relationship with his Father. Talk about a powerful statement. Can you imagine the love that flows between the Father and the Son? Can you just imagine just having a little taste of that? Well, what Jesus is saying is that you do. You not only have a little taste of it, you have the whole thing. Why? Because the same way that the Father loves the Son is the same way that the Son loves you and me.
Yeah.
And that is just amazing. That's what a shepherd does for his flock. If one gets lost, he leaves the 99 to go find the one. That's what the shepherd does. That's the extent of his love for you and me. Now, here's another observation that I think is vitally important for us to take hold of. His flock is made up of both Jew and Gentile. As he said, it's one flock, one shepherd.
Yeah.
So Jesus was calling people out of the nation of Israel. They heard his voice. They followed. They received eternal life. Mm-hmm. They were added to the body of Christ. We see this happening on the day of Pentecost. 3,000 men were added to the body of Christ that day. They heard the voice of Jesus. They heard the message concerning his death, his burial, his resurrection, and they responded. And they were made new through faith in Jesus Christ. They were added to the body. In Acts chapter 10, Peter goes into the household of Cornelius, a Gentile. And what does he say? Exactly the same thing he said to the people of Israel. That there was a man named Jesus. He died. He was buried. And then on the third day, he arose from the dead. And anyone who believes him receives forgiveness of sins. And Peter didn't have to say another word. The Holy Spirit descended upon these Gentiles and entered into them and added them to the body of Christ. So they became a part of this one flock handled by one shepherd. He is the head. We are the body. There are a lot of people out there trying to separate Jew and Gentile,
yes.
Trying to put a division between those two people groups. They're trying to say that there was a message for the Jews that was different than the message that is for the Gentiles. That is hogwash as far as I'm concerned, and it misses exactly what Jesus is saying here. There is another group from another flock that I must call and add to this one, so that there's going to be one flock, one shepherd.
Yes.
That's the body of Christ. Paul really explodes that truth in Ephesians chapters 2 and 3 to say out of two, Jew and Gentile, he called people out of both and made them into one new man. That's the story here.
Yeah.
Now, how did that happen? Jesus Christ laying down his life for his sheep, and then picking it up again so that we could have life everlasting. He had the authority to do so. It was his initiative to lay down his life. It was his authority to pick it up again. That shows the love of the shepherd for the sheep.
Yeah.
Jesus initiates, we respond by grace through faith. That's the story from beginning to end. And we as Gentiles, we get to participate in that because God so loved the world, because Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep. We who hear his voice respond to the good news of Jesus Christ. We're labeled sheep. We are marked out as his very own. As the psalmist said, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Indeed. Well, friends, it's Basic Gospel, and you're listening to Lesson 6, The Good Shepherd. It's our study series that we present every Friday. This one, The Great I Am, and Bob Christopher will be back in just a few moments. Let me remind you in the meantime that if you miss any of these sessions along the way, or if you would like to review what you've already heard, and you can find the archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. You not only find the past lessons there, but also the study notes to go along with each session. It's all free, and we hope you'll review the lessons and share them with your family and friends. Again, just visit basicgospel.net/teaching. We have no greater objective here at Basic Gospel than to help our listener friends hear, believe, and live this good news of Jesus Christ. Right now, back to Lesson 6 in our series, The Great I Am, and again, here's Bob.
Well, thanks. So just a couple of questions to follow up on Jesus' claim to be the Good Shepherd. So Isaiah wrote that we, like sheep, have gone astray. What's the tendency of a sheep? To go astray.
Yeah.
What did we see happen with the people of Israel? When Moses went back up on the mountain, they got a little restless. And what did they do? They went astray. They tried to find some other god that they could bow down to. And
right.
That was their story. That was their history. And we have that tendency as well as human beings to try to find life and pasture out there in the world. But when the voice of Christ comes and we hear it, we hear him calling us by name, we realize, wait a minute, that's our true shepherd.
Yeah.
That's the one that's going to lead us to genuine pasture. That's the one that's going to give us life everlasting. And the fact that Jesus laid down his life, there are so many people that are in the midst of adverse circumstances right now, and they're wondering, does God hear my prayers? Is God really interested? Does God care about me at this particular moment? If that's you, look at the shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The shepherd laid down his life for you. So if you're wondering if God loves you in that dark place that you may be in right now, look back at the cross, and you will see a shepherd that genuinely cares for you.
Indeed.
So
yes.
That's our shepherd. And now I want to turn and take a look at the sheep. And John talks about us as he goes more into this whole recounting of Jesus's conversation with the Pharisees. So Jesus answered them. This is in verse 25, and he's answering the Pharisees. So they're the ones that are raising questions. They're the ones that are raising objections. They're the ones doubting the authenticity of Jesus Christ, the authority of Jesus Christ. So Jesus answered them. He said, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you were not among my sheep. Why did he say that? Well, because they were not listening to his voice. They were rejecting his voice. So what does the Bible call anyone who rejects the voice of Jesus Christ? He calls them goats. And at some point, there's going to be a great divide between the sheep and the goats. But you did not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep, that's you and me, we hear his voice. We hear Jesus calling to us through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection, through his ascension. And within that call is this underlying reality that he's the one that cares for us. He's the one that can meet our needs. He's the one that can lead us to green pastures. So his sheep hear his voice. He knows them, and they follow him. So we follow Jesus. How do we follow him? We follow him to his death, his burial, his resurrection, and we come out on the other side with eternal life. And that's exactly what he says. I give them eternal life. So what does Jesus do for his sheep? He gives them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So Jesus Christ laid down his life for the sheep. Jesus Christ picked up his life again so that he could give us eternal life. And so through this gospel message, the Holy Spirit makes the voice of Jesus Christ known to us. He opens our ears so that we can hear the message concerning Christ. We believe. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word concerning Christ Jesus. We respond, we follow, we receive eternal life. Yeah. And this eternal life is guaranteed. And this is one of the most assuring passages in the entire Word of God. The shepherd puts the sheep in the palm of his hands. And the shepherd is so strong that no one can snatch the sheep out of the shepherd's hand. So where are you right now as a child of God? You are firmly embedded in the palm of Jesus Christ, and no one can snatch you out. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that knock on your door that are going to try to lure you away. Yeah. There's a lot of hirelings that want to exploit you. But guess what? They don't have the power. They don't have the persuasiveness. They don't have anything that can pull you out of the hand of Jesus Christ. Now, if you think that's a secure position, Jesus takes it even further, and he says, wait a minute. Not only are you in my hand, you're in the Father's hand. And if you think you're secure in my hand, you're secure in his. We've got both of our hands wrapped all over you. Yeah. And no one is able to snatch you out of the Father's hands. You are safe and secure in Christ Jesus. When you heard the gospel message, when you heard the voice of your shepherd calling you unto eternal life, you responded. And when you responded, he placed you into his hand, and no one can snatch you out. Yeah. And then he says this, I and the Father are one. So the same God who claimed to be the shepherd of the sheep back in the Old Testament has been revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. He is our shepherd, and when we respond to him, then we are under the protection, under the security, under the life-saving reality of him being the overseer of our souls. Talk about good news.
And if that's not an encouragement, I don't know what it'll take, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, thank you for joining us for lesson six of the series, The Great I Am, here on Basic Gospel. And if you would like to, let me reiterate what I said a little earlier. If you'd like to have the study notes from these Friday sessions, well, visit the program archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. On that page, you can also catch up with any of the sessions you may have missed along the way. We encourage you to share them with your family and friends. And again, the teaching archive at basicgospel.net/teaching. Also, if what you hear on this program is helping you grow in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and God's grace in him, well, please help Basic Gospel keep the good news coming. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again on Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel. We pray that you'll have a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.